Good morning, everyone. In Springfield, Illinois, and Chicago, Illinois, yesterday, two venues, grand political theater, or for the state of Illinois, is it just business as usual? It's hard to see why anyone was surprised that Governor Rod Blagojevich used his constitutional authority. He defied expectations, but again, I don't know why people expected anything other than this to happen. He appointed a respected senior statesman in Illinois politics to fill the Senate seat of President-elect Barack Obama, the seat he is, of course, accused of trying to sell. Roland Burris was the first African-American in Illinois to be elected to statewide office there. He has served as both comptroller and attorney general in that state, but the Democratic leadership in the Senate has said it won't accept anyone appointed by Blagojevich, including presumably Burris, and impeachment proceedings against the governor are continuing in the Illinois House. Joining us now from Springfield is Amanda Vinicky, where all legislators are watching this very, very closely. Now, Amanda, first of all, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Good morning.
I am not only not surprised Blagojevich pulled this ripcord, I'm actually thrilled that he did, because we can talk about just all the various scenarios that, come out of this. But first of all, what was the sort of Springfield, Illinois impression where impeachment proceedings are underway or are trying to get started down there of that Chicago news conference?
You know, I think that everyone is, in a sense, mind-boggled. At the same time, again, as you alluded to, no real surprise in the sense that Rod Blagojevich is known for being defiant, known for being vindictive, and really liking to get the last word in edgewise. So, in a sense, this is very characteristic of how he's been the entire tenure of his governorship.
And Amanda, you really get the sense that it's kind of a small world of Illinois politics there. As dramatic as this was, there was a chummy quality to the whole news conference. Take a listen to this.
I am here to announce my intention to appoint an individual who has unquestioned integrity, extensive experience, and is a wise and distinguished senior statesman of Illinois. This man actually once was an opponent of mine for governor. So I'm here today to announce that I am appointing Roland Burris as the next United States Senator from Illinois.
You hear this sort of a startled laughter there in the background, but, all the political hacks in Chicago, I mean, they were eating it up yesterday. First of all, who is Roland Burris besides, as I mentioned, a former attorney general, former comptroller?
You know, this is a man who, as you said, is respected. And a lot of people that you hear from say, no, he should not be seated, but this is nothing against Roland Burris himself. This is because of Blagojevich. But Burris has been unsuccessful in his latter attempts to be elected to any office in Illinois. He has tried to be the mayor of Chicago. He has tried for that U.S. Senate seat through an actual election instead of being appointed. And as you said, he also has ran for governor several times, including the last one against Rod Blagojevich himself. So the last time he was actually won an election was 1990. So a lot of people, when Roland Burris came out earlier before the charges were brought against Governor Blagojevich, Roland Burris had said, I want this position. And he was an afterthought. And insiders from the Blagojevich administration have said the same thing.
Amanda, he was never really thought of. He could never have imagined that this was the scenario where he would be accepting the appointment of this nomination to be senator from Illinois. Here is him speaking yesterday in Chicago.
I am humbled to have the opportunity and promise the citizens that I will dedicate my utmost effort as a United States senator, and I will uphold the integrity of the office and ask for their continued confidence in me.
Well, integrity and confidence is really the whole issue here. What are Burris's chances? And first of all, is there any sort of Springfield angle here?
You know, again, this is against the backdrop of this impeachment trial. And so there are a lot of questions in terms of legally what can be done about this. The Secretary of State in Illinois has said that he won't certify the document that's necessary to kind of keep this process going forward. That you have the United States Senate saying we don't want to seat this guy. So there's a lot that's going to come into play with all of this. And really, at this point, nobody knows, because this is uncharted territory. I do think that you're going to have an element at play here in that Roland Burris is an African-American, and there have been widespread calls from a lot of African-American groups and communities and lawmakers saying that the replacement for Barack Obama should be an African-American, as Obama was the only black individual in the United States Senate.
But it's not like he's the only, it's not like Burris is the only African-American in the state of Illinois.
Exactly, exactly. But you already have another Illinois congressman that's saying he's going to go forward and ask the black congressional caucus to get behind this and support Burris. And so
Bobby Rush,
that element may come into play.
You're talking about Bobby Rush. We're going to have more details on that aspect of the story a little bit later on. Dick Durbin has weighed in and said, no way is this going to happen. He's the other senator from the state of Illinois. What does that mean?
You know, you have everybody, Dick Durbin, as well as everybody else that's coming against this. And again, you have a governor who is defiant and doesn't seem to care. And so I really do think this is going to come in terms of playing out legally. What happens if, for instance, Roland Burris decides, I really, really want to keep this seat. And even if Blagojevich were to be impeached and the lieutenant governor were to take over and appoint someone else, if Burris would say, no, I have been legally appointed by a sitting governor. I think that this is going to be something that everybody's eyes are on, because it matters to Illinois, but it's also matters to the entire nation, in the sense that this is one spot in the United States Senate, and of course affecting the Obama administration, where no matter what he does and what statements he makes, his Illinois past and counterparts and this whole, as you said, it's kind of this insiders group and club is following him every way that he goes and trying to begin a new administration.
But before you even get to whether or not the governor is impeached, I mean, the question right now is whether or not he can legally appoint Burris and whether there's anything that any lawmaker in the state of Illinois can do about it.
I do think right now, as governor, he has the ability to make that appointment. The question is in terms of where now, if that can be stopped in any way. Will the Secretary of State not signing this document be enough? Will the United States Senate saying, no, we don't want to seat him, even though he meets all of the specific qualifications, will that be enough?
It's the Blagojevich protocol. Does this take the wind out of the sails of the impeachment? I mean, is suddenly impeachment on a back burner?
No, I think it's actually just the opposite. I think that you are going to see impeachment, not that it's been slowed in any way, but they're taking their time. They say that they're making efforts to be deliberate and to be fair, to give Blagojevich a chance that I don't think he has at all. But nonetheless, they're trying to kind of at least make that attempt and or at least publicly show that they're being careful here.
Well, before
they're going to hurry.
Yeah, well, before we go, Amanda, let's see if Roland Burris is going to get much of a chance here. This came up at the news conference yesterday.
Your law firm, your lobbying firm, you yourself personally have contributed well over, I believe it's $14,000.
Is it that much?
Blagojevich, yes.
Wow, that's a lot of money for us.
Did that play a role in your appointment, and should we suspect that it might?
How much did you say?
$14,000?
Well, I got to check my records, because I didn't think it was that much. We didn't have that much money to give to the governor.
There is Roland Burris answering charges that he gave money to the governor. And, of course, in the context of the accusations against Rod Blagojevich, all that is really inflammatory stuff. Do you think Burris is going to get a chance here, Amanda?
You know, I think that no matter what Burr says. On top of that, I mean, some calculations, mine in fact have said $20,000 is the contributions that he's made to Rod Blagojevich. He's also, his firm has gotten some no-bid state contracts. And so there's that suspicion. But I think even outside of that, on its face, there is just so much anger right now, resentment with Rod Blagojevich, and questions about Roland Burris's judgment for accepting this appointment. I mean, there have been other individuals. Another Illinois congressman, Danny Davis, says he turned down this seat when it was offered to him just last week because he thought, no, there's way too much suspicion hanging over this. I wouldn't be able to be effective as a senator because the whole question would be about why I was appointed and was this okay? And so there's questions about Burris's judgment, no matter what he did in his past. Why on earth would you walk into this and accept an appointment? And some have said this is an embrace of Governor Blagojevich by agreeing to do this with him.
You got a feel for Roland Burris there. I mean, I covered him back in the 80s when I was based in Chicago for NPR. And, you know, this is his only chance. I mean, I sort of understand why he said yes on this. But you're right. There's no clear path forward. Amanda Vinicky, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Amanda Vinicky, State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio. She spoke with us from WUIS in Springfield. Well, there we go. The full-scale Blagojevich protocol.
I got two words for you. Pandora's box.
Oh, yeah. It's Pandora's trunk.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.